In early September, everything changed. On the 4th, Lincoln received a telegram from Sherman that read, "So Atlanta is ours and fairly won." The announcement spread jubilation throughout the North. Both sides recognized the event for what it was, a critical turning point in the war. The New York Times joyously proclaimed that victory was so great in itself, of such wide scope, such far-reaching result, that the country would receive the news with unbounded exultation. The Republican paper did not waste the opportunity to malign Lincoln's opponents. What infamy it is that at such an hour croakers should be croaking, and copperheads hissing, and men actually contemplating a disgraceful surrender to this thrice-accursed rebellion. Many white Southerners made no attempt to sugarcoat the news. Decades of political brinksmanship had preserved slavery in the United States, and then several years of war had maintained Confederate hopes for independence. Atlanta's loss appeared to deal a mortal blow to those hopes. The Richmond Examiner acknowledged that Sherman's conquest had saved Lincoln's party and knew it would diffuse gloom over the South. The Union victory at Atlanta began the steady decline of Southern popular will that would contribute greatly to the Confederacy's demise early the next year. Distraught Southern diarist Mary Chestnut captured the sentiment of many, predicting, "We are going to be wiped off the face of the earth." Despite the importance of Atlanta's fall, 2 months remained before the election, and the war itself was far from over. Grant's 1864 offensive had produced its share of bitter failures, particularly in Virginia. Lincoln's critics continued to hammer away, questioning the president's accomplishments and criticizing Grant's military operations. And though the U.S. triumphs instilled guarded optimism in the president's supporters, success was not certain. An election during wartime held no guarantees for anyone. A military disaster in Virginia could dampen Lincoln's chances and possibly reverse the impact of victories elsewhere. By late September, though, such a catastrophe seemed remote. With Atlanta taken, the military focus shifted to Richmond. Lee's army remained firmly ensconced in the earthworks outside Petersburg and Richmond. Overwhelming Union victory there not only would ensure a win for Lincoln, but could also bring the war to a close.